What is up, beautiful people, and welcome to episode 30 of Late with Nate. Now, this is a very special episode because this is the season finale of season one. And I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank everybody. I mean, this has been one crazy year, and I am just so grateful to know that, you know, the old saying is very true. When you put your mind to something, you can do it, but you really gotta try. And I have a hard time sticking with things sometimes. I get easily discouraged. You know, I have a lot of ambition, but sometimes I get discouraged with situations and circumstances. And I really just buckled down and I said, no matter what, I'm gonna stick with this podcast because, you know, one day I am gonna, you know, get it patented and get it licensed and have the authenticity and, you know, have my Late with Nate podcast and, you know, have my, legacy in a way, in addition to whatever else I decide to do. But this is really important to me, so I'm glad that I showed myself self-love and stepped up and really stuck with it. And most importantly, I want to say thank you to you guys for chiming in and listening to my little random ass talk about God knows what. Because I know in the past 30 episodes, I done talked about some random shit. So, I appreciate you guys for fucking with me. Season 2 will be a lot different. I got some new ideas, some new things I'm thinking about doing. And I'm going to get a little bit more specific on my demographic. So, that way we'll get a little bit more potent on our topics, what we're talking about, and relevancy. And then, you know, maybe throughout the years, if I'm feeling kind of lazy on an episode, I might throw back, you know, a story time or something like that of just random. But I kind of want to get more specific this season. But this was a great start. And I got a lot of feedback over this year. So I am just so grateful and so thankful for that. Season 2, just to give you guys a heads up, I know my other episodes are kind of been kind of laggy lately because I think about 25 episodes or 24, and then like the last 6 have been like really stretched out month by month, because I like this 30 month ratio. It's a nice solid, that's a good handful of episodes each year, and then each episode is an hour long. You know what I mean? So you guys are literally getting 30 hours of content. And if you calculate that and break it down, I'm basically making an episode every 2 weeks. So, and then actually a little bit more, because again, half of a year is 26 weeks because there are 52 weeks in a year. So I'm making 30 episodes. So I'm actually going to be making 4 more than half of the year. So I'm actually going to be doing maybe 1-2 weeks and then maybe do that one a week later. You know, depending on, I might do things like that if I'm doing like a part 2 of something. And then because it's like, oh, it's still in continuation of the other topic, I'll do it like the next week instead of 2 weeks later. I might do something like that, or who knows, that might, those times when it's week to week, I might throw in story times, who knows, but I'll keep you guys posted, of course, when I do it. But yeah, I got some new projects I want to try and a new direction I want to push. Good news is I'm getting back on social media. Woo! Yeah, thought I could do it, but even my marketing team was telling me, like, it's just the way of the present right now. Social media is the best way to push yourself out there and self-promote yourself without any outside help. You know, they can teach about technique and, you know, how to execute yourself properly, but you still got to put your face and your content and your work for people to see. So I am getting back on social media. I just got a little discouraged because, one, I know sex sells, but I don't like pushing it out all the time because I have more to offer than just my sexuality. Two, when you are sexual online, there are very biased platforms because of race and power and financial status and following. So that, I'm a very analyst type of person when I do business. So I think just the background bustle of restriction, and we all go through this, you know, working on social media, we know there are biased platforms and things like that. And I think I just get discouraged sometimes with the whole situation. And I'm just going to bite the bullet and get back out there. I am going to be a little less sexual personally, like physically. I might talk about sexual things, but not so much like showing skin, because I am getting quite a videos. Like, I got a couple of viral videos on TikTok. They got banned and muted because of sexual content. And it was really discouraging because it's like, you know, there's a lot of sexual content on that app specifically. And, you know, depending on your status, race, power, all that type of stuff, is why you get to be sexual and don't get, you know, banned or reported. And me, I'm a newbie. I got a decent amount of followers, but it's still not enough for them to be like, you know, I'm not making money for the app yet. So therefore, I don't have that privilege. You know what I mean? So that gets a little discouraging, but I'm still going to talk about my topics and bring people in and get people's attention. I'm just going to change up how I do my video editing so that it's not a way for people to be stupid and annoying, basically, because you just basically hating. You scrolling and hating, but I'm going to find a way around that, and I'm still going to get people's attention, and I'm still going to have my voice be heard. I have a couple things that I'm probably gonna do. And I'm not gonna lie, I'm just gonna let it be a surprise, because I know I changed my mind a lot when it comes to projects that I wanna do. I mean, if you guys knew how many instruments I've tried out when I was younger, you would have thought I just went into the instrument room and was like, let me try everything. Because I basically did. But I just never could make up my mind. The main two things that really stuck with me were piano and guitar. And I think that was my intellectual side with the piano and my Latin side with the guitar. I know that for a fact. I just love the way a guitar sounds. But piano keys, they just take me somewhere. You know what I mean? Especially if you pair it with a violin. Oh my God, come on. So much soul. So, yeah. I really admire music. I think that's why I'm a little intimidated to start making music right now. I think, you know what? I'm not even gonna fucking lie to y'all. I think I need to live a little bit more to start before I start writing. I get that people are, like, you can be an emo writer and you can just write about all the sad stuff in your childhood and you can just write about every breakup. But I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be a sad singer. I don't always want to sing about sad stuff. You know what I mean? Like, some people just make a life album of all their hardships. I don't necessarily want to do that. Am I going to talk about my hardships? Hell yeah. But do I want to talk about happier things, hope, love, joy, good memories, maybe being a badass? You know what I mean? Like, for example, I'd like to write at least one badass type song. I like to see myself in that type of light. And I think that's just my Leo side coming out. It wants me to be more confident and see myself in a way of what probably people see in me, but I never really bring out. So it's like, I know it's there, but he don't believe in himself enough. And I don't know. I don't like being cocky, but I like being confident. That's one thing about me. I don't like being cocky, but I do like being confident. And I guess that's a very much cusp answer, huh? But yeah, I'm just really proud of myself. December 20th will be a year. And that will be when I start season 2, by the way. I think I'm just going to do season 2 on its anniversary. So it just, you know, everything kind of syncs. You know, you guys look forward to every year, you know when it starts. You might not know when I make an episode, but you know when we about to start the season. So yeah, I'm ecstatic. Thanksgiving is coming up in a couple of days. We got Christmas, we got New Year's. I'm not really ready for winter. We already did have a little snow, but then it go off and on. I hope we have a mild winter. I swear to God. I know people be wanting to snow and be cold. I don't want all that. I don't want people hacking and sneezing, germs everywhere. I don't want that. I don't want the ice and slipping and sliding. Mm-mm. I hope everybody has a good, safe, clean end of the year. I want to take a moment right now and just say that. Universe, I want to pray over the world. I want to pray over myself. I want to give good energy so that people may be safe. I want to be safe. I want to be clean. I want to be healthy. No COVID, no cold, no sickness, no pain. You know, I pray for people out here because winters are horrible. Specifically, I'm speaking for people who live in four-season climates. Now, for all of you across the country, because I literally have an audience like that, like, oh my God, thank you. But, you know, you guys are so lucky because you guys have year-round, and the mildest it may get is probably 50 degrees, 40 at the lowest, and that's in the high 40s at that. And there's no snow, you know. So you don't have to worry about that. I love that. I love that. And I wish I lived in it's just the winter. I like fall. I like fall. I like spring. I like summer. That's my number one. I think because I'm a summer baby, I just love it. I know it's hot, but it just feels good. The sun be out. You have more energy. You can be naked. Like, I don't know. I just like the summer. The spring is nice. Cause the spring feels good. Cause I know it's about to get warm. And then everything start blooming and coming back to life. The fall is nice because it helps you kind of appreciate life itself. Just as this flower or this tree will die off, so will you. But you'll come back just as it did. And for season states, see that a lot. So me as a spiritual person, very, very reflective. As you can tell, I'm talking about a fucking tree and a flower. But I take that shit serious because that represents a lot of life. I mean, we see a lot of life and death around us every day and we kind of bypass it. You know, we even put dead things around us in our homes. So life and death is around us all the time. You know. And I just really look at life funny. You know, I'm a dork, I'm a nerd in that way. And I'm just really appreciating and valuing the art of that, you know? Because there was a lot of times when I did not like myself just because I thought, oh, I wasn't cool enough, or, well, everybody else don't like me, so it must be me, it must be something wrong with me. And now I am so nonchalant, I'll be like, nigga, if you don't fuck with me, fuck off. And I'll be like, I am not about to disrupt my peace to make you happy. Mm-mm. Not happening. If I'm not your groove, get the moving. Get the scooping. You know? So I like what I like. And I like that I like what I like. I like that I love that I appreciate myself, actually. I do. This was a long time coming. So, it feels good. It's good. I'm coming up on my third year of my self-love journey, and it's been nice. You know, spent a lot of time alone, Jesus Christ, but you know, I have some blessings in the future, some opportunities, so, you know, we'll see what happens. But I have enjoyed being by myself, but I'm ready to get back out there and make new friends and do more stuff, because again, my work is very social. You know, I'm definitely gonna be an author one day, but first I want to put myself out there. Then I'll write a book or finish it, because I'm still writing it right now. I'm just not gonna, you know, in between while I'm writing the book, I need something to do. You know what I mean? In between, while I'm writing, I need to establish myself in some shape or form. So, I am going to put myself back out there. I'm going to stick with it just like I stuck with this podcast. And I thank y'all for sticking with me all this time, because it's been a journey. It really has. But y'all be safe out there, man. Please. It's crazy, crazy. And I am gonna enjoy the holidays for the first time in a long time. So I'm very grateful and humbled for that. You know what I was thinking the other day? It is always seeming like for us four seasoned states, why does it always feel like it's cold like 9 months out of the year and only warm like three? I don't know what that is, but somebody let me know what that's about, because I know I'm not the only one. Maybe it's because I'm skinny, but and I'm not saying it don't gotta be hot, you know what I mean, because I understand too much heat makes people irritable, so I get that. It was a study that said people are more irritable when it's too cold or too hot, because you can't be comfortable. So when it's like 70, right at 80 degrees, people are more prone to being nice, polite, non-judgmental. Like, literally, they calm, they balanced. So I like normal temperatures where it's like the sun is shining and you feel the warmth of it. But then there's also that cool breeze that comes in and keeps it cool, but it's still real warm. But that breeze come in just to keep it from like marinating where you start sweating. Like, I like that. Where it's like, this is comfortable. It feel good. You want to be, you got energy to go out and do what you need to do, and you comfortable enough to do it. You know what I mean? I like temperature like that. Like, that shit, that shit's dope. One thing I'm gonna do is, I swear to God, the more spiritual I get, the more I'll be like, I need to go outside more. I be isolating myself from the sun and energy like all the time, and I do not get enough sunlight on me at all. I think that's why I lighten up so much in the wintertime. So I'm gonna try to get outside more, especially this summer. Or not this summer, but next summer. I don't know if I'm gonna make like a workout page. I think that's what I need to do. I need to start making a workout page. That way I'll stay committed to it, because I'm making videos for it. Instead of me doing it personally and just being like, yeah, not gonna happen. But see, that's why, the reason why I don't want to work out right now is because I don't eat enough. And you know, when you work out, you need to burn off calories. So, and burning off calories gives you that energy to work out, to build the muscle that you want, and vice, and blah, 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 blah. But I really don't eat for shit. So me trying to work out and have this like routine, I don't eat enough. Like, I really don't eat enough. I don't have a steady diet at all. And I think I need to start that first. Because I don't eat for shit. Like, when I tell you, like, I eat food, but it's like, I don't have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's like I munch on something in the morning, and I munch on something before I go to bed. But they're not like solid meals. They're like a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And sometimes it's just like random stuff. Like a half a bag of tortilla chips and water. Maybe I'll have some hummus with it. And then that's it. And then I get up in the morning and I have a bunch of fruit. And then throughout the day, I mean junk food or nothing at all. So, yeah. And then honestly, I be fasting a lot because I just be trying to keep my body clean. Not for sexual reasons or shit. But shit, if I needed to, I needed to. But now, I really just do it because, you know, I'm scared. Like, we eat so much processed food. so much stuff with so many harmful chemicals in it, you know. And I really need to stop eating like I'm in college. Like, I eat like I'm a 20, like I'm still 21. I'm almost 29 years old. I'm not 19 anymore. I can't sit here and eat non-refrigerated pizza and food left out overnight in my room. Like, that's so not healthy. So, I really need to get on top of that. I really just need to get motivated again. And I think that's why I'm just going to get back on social media. Try to get back out there. And put my best foot forward again. Because I was having a lot of fun. I did. I just got discouraged with... You know how it be. The views, the comments. Not really the comments. The comments were slapping. It was really like the views I was getting discouraged with. And then like the platform was like banning and silencing and blocking some of my videos. So it was discouraging me from making more. But I really want to get back up there. I really want to do this. Yeah, I gotta bite the bullet, but next year I'm gonna make it a mission. It'll be my last year being in my 20s, so I'm gonna make it my mission to have fun next year. Like, honestly, what I mean by that is like all of like New Year's Revolution, like January coming up, that'll be the year I turn 29. So that summer and spring, I'm just gonna really be spicy, like try to get out there and have fun. Like, I don't be doing nothing. And I don't want to look back at my life and be like, shit, I didn't do nothing. Like, you know how Toni Braxton was like, I wish I had had more fun and drunk and partied when I was younger. That's how my life about to be. Because this is my prime. And I'm over here old manning it. You know, I got fucking a rocking chair and a dog and smokes talking about get off my lawn. And look, people, man. You know what I'm saying? So, it's just like, I gotta do something now. And that's on Mary Had a Little Motherfucking Lamb. I gotta do something. So, I'ma have me a nice little 29th year. If I'm blessed to see, which I will. Because I am highly favored and protected. And I protect myself, and I believe in karma, and I respect it. You know, I ain't gonna be cray-cray, but I'm definitely gonna have some fun, okay? You know. Because I don't know what my 30s gonna be like. Like, it's just gonna be weird looking at myself and saying, you're a 30-year-old man. What? What the fuck? Hold up. Hold the front door. Hold the sandwich. Like, life moving so fast, man. And I'm telling you, once I went to college, I don't know where years went. I turned 22, and it's like fucking 6 years just went by. Like, it was nothing. And now I'm about to be 30 soon. I'm like, what? Hold up. Where do you 6 years just go? I am flabbergasted. I swear. Because I don't feel 30. I still feel younger than that. Like, mentally, I'm an old man. Mentally, I'm so conservative. But, like, physically, I feel young. I feel good. I feel healthy. But Lord have mercy. Do I Am I a fuck? Aren't I? I'm just a fucking introverted. I couldn't be extroverted to save my life. That's why being a cusp is so complicated for me, because more than majority of me is introverted, and then the other like 30% is extroverted. So it's like a constant battle, but the introverted side pretty much always wins. So that's why my Leo side be like, oh my God, thank you for having fun and, you know, being a slut, or, you know, being extroverted, because I like that side of me. I do. It's nice to see me confident and strong like that. And that's how I look at it. It's not so much an ego thing. It's really just me seeing the version of pieces of myself that I don't normally express. So it's like a thank you to myself in a way. And there's my Cancer, because a full Leo ain't about to think like that. They're just like, I'm about to turn up and get fucked. Like, I'm not looking at it like that. I'm looking at it as like a way of, if I actually did that, I felt, I was happy, I was comfortable. Not to say that I'm going to be a slut, nah, but... I am really humbled and grateful that y'all stuck with me this whole year. I really fucking appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. It's been a lot of fun, a lot of random, and it's just been a really good experience. I have flip-flopped on so many fucking projects over the year. This past year, I had thought about 50 million things, and I go back and forth, up and down. You know, I was on social media, now I'm not on social media. Now I'm about to get back on social media for season 2. I was doing music, now I'm not doing music. Like, I know I'm doing the most. I know. And I'm sorry. But I'm going to get it together. And I'm going to get out here. And I'm going to show this ass. And get this cash. But still have class. No, but seriously, thank y'all. This is really, I'm really proud of myself. That's why I said I might have like a, maybe like a little dinner date or something. But I might just end up ordering something in and being fat. Like, would I need to sit there and make a reservation to some fancy-ass restaurant to sit in a suit with myself? Although it may be elegant and beautiful, that's a lot of money. And I could be spending that on myself for a cheaper price and be much more comfortable. You know what I mean? So, I think I'm just going to do that. That might be the day where I do everything I want to do what I want to do. Like, if I want to get my foot bubbly thing out, I want to watch my favorite shows, I want to get my favorite snacks. But then again, I'm going to tell you this right now, I be learning so much about food and stuff we be eating. Bitch, I'm going to probably be sitting here just eating fruit, vegetables, and nuts. We know I'm going to be having some nuts in my mouth, though. But no, seriously, I'm not lying. I'm definitely got some nuts in my mouth, because nuts are protein. And especially what comes out of them. No, but seriously, because this food industry is fucked up. Like, the pharmaceuticals, like pharma, and the food industry is literally working together to make you sick, so you need the medication. And they make regular eating healthy look boring and lame so that you want the quick, easy, programmed, processed food. And, I'm going to tell y'all a fun fact. The reason why you're depressed, the reason why you sad and all fucked up and got these weird blemishes on your body, and because because the shit y'all eat is bullshit. It's not. And this is me too. Like, I used to eat fast food. I don't even do that shit no more. Because it's just, it's toxic. And the snacks, like when I say snacks for me, I mean healthy snacks. I mean fruit. I mean, maybe the most thing that I might do is grab like a yogurt and then chop up like some fresh frozen fruit and make a little parfait out of it and put like some oatmeal or some granola and something like that. Or just flat out buckle down and make a smoothie. Because that's the most healthiest you can get. I'm gonna tell you something right the fuck now. It was very tedious. It was very fucking annoying. But when I had a little bit more money, food wise, and I was getting fruit by like the bags and the boxes, and I would sit there and I'd make about 2 smoothies a day. And when I tell you, I felt so good. Like, I had energy. I was moving and grooving. But when you eat these snacks, like, the good flavor stuff, like, I love Slim Jim's cheese, hot Cheetos, Snickers, Oreos. It's all good, but it got shit in it that make you tired. It make you sad. It make you depressed. It give you diseases. And then you wonder why you be fucked up. So that's why sometimes I don't eat a lot or I fast. And that's why I'm also having a hard time having workout regimens, because I don't eat enough so that I can't work out. Because you gotta burn off the calories. And if you don't have the calories to burn off, you're just gonna be tired. You're not gonna have no fuel. You know what I mean? Like, I gotta feed my body before I work out. And I just don't be doing it like that. So, I'm gonna try a different. I'm gonna work on figuring out what to do, because that is probably the best way that I can get back on the physical aspect of social media and be somewhat sexual, but not like getting banned. Like, you can't ban me for working out. Even if I got my shirt off and you see the bulge of my crotch, you know, you're not gonna ban me because I'm working out. So, and even if you do, you're gonna see all these workout videos. So it's like, you shut the fuck up. But I really am thinking about doing that. I'm thinking about starting a workout routine. Because I think it'll be a really good eye. It'll be a really good focus on, one, keeping me disciplined on working out, because I have to make a video. And you guys will look forward to it. Just like you look forward to me doing the sexual stuff. You're going to be like, oh, it's what pants he wearing. You know, I know he don't wear no drawers, so I want to see that. And then you can see my muscles and my tattoos. And that's ultimately what is building the attraction. You don't give a fuck that I'm working out. You just want to see my body flex and sweat and bulge and all that good shit. So that's what I really want to focus on. For those of the OGs that know me, I do a lot of upper body strength because I have cerebral palsy. So my lower body is not the sexiest. But basically, to cut it in short, I have a mild form of it, so it's not totally bad. But I have very weak calves and crusty crab feet. So, with that being said, I don't really show my body off much because I have a little bit of body dysmorphia and shame. But I am gonna get past that fear because fear is false evidence appearing real. So that fear is fake. Okay? The danger or the caution is real, but the fear is not. That is a collective decision that you make based off the caution. Because the caution is going to be there regardless, and you can still strive. You just have to persevere through it. So don't fear it and set yourself up with limitation by not doing it at all. See what I mean? So I just need to get over this fear and do it because I want to work out, because I think it's a good way to get out here and make videos and get people's attention, but by also staying true to your own personal agenda as well. Because I've always wanted to work out more and get more physical. That's like been really big on me. And I already got a six pack. You know, I got a V line, I got a V cut, I got a six pack, I got muscles. I just want to improve them. You know, I want to enjoy my body while I have it. You know what I mean? And I'm very health conscious, but again, I fear I fall off a little bit more on the anorexic side. So I have a hard time staying disciplined on my eating habits. I can eat healthy, but it's not gonna be like healthy meals, complete healthy meals. Like it'll be a bag of grapes and then maybe some soup for dinner. In between there, I'm just munching on junk food or bullshit. Or nothing at all. Like, if I'm gonna work out, I need to have some type of starch. Like, heavy starch, like rice, beans. I need to do that because, again, like I said, I'm eating healthier. So, I'm not gonna be having a bunch of meat protein. I am pescatarian at the moment because I strictly just eat seafood, but again, Thanksgiving is coming up and the holidays, so this is about to be kind of tricky because I don't eat it, but I'm gonna do it because I'm with family, but probably in the next couple of years, I probably won't. I think by the time I'm 30, I'm gonna cut meat out altogether. I have that feeling. I'm really just doing this to not cut myself cold turkey because I've been eating healthier for the past 5 years. Ultimately, like all I pretty much drink is water, and the only time I'll get sugar is from like a smoothie. Or sometimes, like I like eggnog, so I had a little bit of eggnog this already. But I stay away from like the sugary drinks and the lemonades and the juices because it's just a bunch of sugar, and you just be wired and crash and don't feel good and shit, because all that sugar just make you poop. So you didn't digest nothing. You didn't eat getting no nutrients. You just pooped it out. But yeah, I'm really gonna try to take that out of the equation. Like, I'm gonna take meat out altogether. Like, no meat at all. unless it's plant-based, no meat. Because honestly, it's not, it doesn't serve a purpose necessarily, in my opinion. Because I see so many people in my community that eat this meat that's not real meat, and they get sick and they're dying early, way too soon. All because they didn't take care of themselves. You know, all because they're eating this meat, you know, and you'll have somebody say, oh, eat a vegetable, or have, you know, have some fruit. Oh, I don't want that shit. Yeah. And that's the stuff that's healthy, but it's not the most fulfilling overall. Like, you're going to want more vegetables. You're going to want more fruit. You might not be the biggest advocate for fruit and vegetables, so it's not going to be your forte when you want to eat it. So that also limits you. And I just happen to really gravitate towards fruits and vegetables and nuts. Like, I really enjoy. If you gave me some variety nuts with a little bit of salt, I'd be in heaven. I'd be in fucking heaven. I'm munching away. I mean, that whole container. We watching a movie, half that bitch gone by the end of the thing, if not the whole thing. I like cucumbers, ironically, and I like my eggplant. But no, seriously, I like fruits and vegetables, and like I said, a couple years ago, all I was making was smoothies, and it was like I had the best energy level. But then I kind of fucked that up because I would sit there and have a smoothie and then smoke some weed. So I feel real good and then take a nap. But it was just the whole point, like, baby, you are eating good. Like, that shit is just, ooh, it was healing to my soul. So I think I might get back on that and really buckle down. But I'll definitely just have to shop at all these and Randazzles. I'm gonna do that because stuff be expensive. But I believe that Randazzles delivers, so I'm gonna definitely. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me get on this vegetable and fruit diet. Because, shit. I'm really gonna buckle down and try to do that. Fruit, vegetables, and nuts. And I'm gonna take bread out of the occasion too, because, one, I don't eat bread a lot. And two, it don't be giving what it's supposed to give. For, in my opinion. And I'm only say this because health reasons. The carbs. But no, seriously, I just think for me, because I suffer from anxiety and depression and stuff. And I don't get out enough. I don't get out and I don't get enough sunlight on my body. So I think, honestly, the best thing for me would be to eat healthy. And then if I eat healthy, then I'll start working out. And then I start working out, then I'll start going out more. You see what I mean? Like, it's a process. You got to kind of peel the layers little by little as you go. So I think that's what I'm going to do. But I think, yeah, right now I'm going to focus on the podcast. And then next summer we'll work on workout stuff, workout routines. Yeah. Or I might start it early. Who knows? I might just buckle down and make it a fucking New Year's resolution. That's what I'm gonna start do January 1st, or the month of January, not January 1st specifically, but the month of January. I'm gonna really buckle down and get to it. Because I really want to do that. I want to buckle up a little bit. You know, I want to buckle up a little bit, get a little more muscle tone. Not so much build muscle, just tone myself up. That way I don't have to be eating a bunch of fat. Because when you want to build muscle, you need to eat fat so you can turn the fat into muscle. But see, when you just want to tone up and make it more profound, well, you just need to work out more. You know what I mean? You need to definitely eat, but you don't have to eat a bunch of fat. So I think that's what I'm going to do, because I got a nice, I'm happy about my weight per se. I just want to tone up muscle wise. Like, I want to be a little bit more toned. And then in addition, like, if I'm having starchy, like over starchy foods, and I build a little bit of muscle, cool. But it's not like I don't need to be looking buff, 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 jacked. You know, I don't need to look like I'm about to do a, like they're about to butter me up with the baby oil and put a number on my chest. Like, I don't need, it's not like that. So, yeah. I just want to be a little bit more profound in my tone and things of that nature. But yeah, these are the things that go through my brain as I'm tackling the end of the season. And this episode will actually be the wrap up of it all. So, you know, this is very nostalgic. I was like, oh my god, I had been talking about making a podcast for years, and I finally buckled down, and I'm really excited about the journey. Like, I don't even care that I'm not even, like, super popular yet. I like the fact that I'm low-key and just getting my feet wet, you know. I like that. I want to earn it. I want to make it up here. But I'm just really happy to be a part of the crew. I'm really happy to be a podcaster and share my story and make a difference, you know. Even if it's just regular people like me that connect with my little stories, I bring some type of peace, joy, laughter, relatability, you know, charm to somebody's life. And that means the world to me, because I don't leave my room. So the fact that I connected with somebody in a different country or in a different part of the world, that makes me feel accomplished. So thank you all for being a part of my journey. We got about 7 minutes before we come up on the hour here. This will be the end of season one. Wow. And again, yes, I'll probably keep this 30 episode ratio. I like this. This is pretty good. Every other week is decent. You guys don't need me every week. 52 episodes, you don't need me. You don't need me every week. That way I build a little anticipation. Now when I get more popular, of course, I'll probably have more episodes. But for now, we'll keep it how we got it, because I got a lot of good feedback over the years, and a lot of new people, a lot of new fans, and I really appreciate everybody. I'm very, very grateful. I can't say that enough. It's a different type of thing when you take a chance on yourself. It really is. I was looking at this video where it said how, you know, you go hard for everybody else. You know, you bake cookies for everybody else. You're showing up for everybody else. And when are you going to show up for yourself and really be consistent like you are with other people? You know what I mean? Because we can be very consistent with outside people. But when it comes to our own needs, you know, we kind of neglect ourselves, and we, you know, we're our worst critics. We beat ourselves up and things of that nature. And how you talk to yourself, how you treat yourself is very important too. And doing this podcast is really about self-love and dedication to myself. You know, of course, when you express yourself to the world, you know, you're going to be exposed and people are going to hear you, your voice is going to be heard. But ultimately, it's for me to recognize the value of myself and, like I said, be consistent with myself as I am with others, you know. So making these episodes, staying consistent, making new seasons, having new projects, having new ideas, listening to my audience, my demographic, like, this is all in turn me valuing myself and what I have to offer and what I have to give. So, and one thing I want to point out about life real quick is that it can be very frustrating when you're going through the trial and error of situations. But the thing about trial and errors is that when you figure out the solution, you better know how to handle situations that are similar to that in the future. So, just for food for thought, to always kind of keep that in the back burner. Present things prepare you for the future, and the past is to shape your present so that your past doesn't repeat itself. Because you guys remember the old saying, history unlearned will repeat itself. Meaning, like, that's why there's still so much war, corruption, evil people, because they keep making the same mistakes and they're not learning, and it affects everybody. And that's why, in a whole, it seems like stuff keeps repeating and keeps going on and never ends, because it has to be purified from the source. And it starts from within. And I am a big advocate on self-love, and I'm also going through the journey with you guys. So it's not like I'm just sitting here talking out of the side of my neck, you know, or I'm not even relating to what I'm trying to say. I am 100% rooted in what I say and what I do and what I try to express, because 99.99999% of what I talk about, I went through, you know, other than maybe fantasies or ideas or future things I haven't done yet, you know what I mean? But we all need to love ourselves more and show up for ourselves and invest in ourselves, invest in your projects, invest in your identity, invest in yourself, your love, your value, your purpose. You know, that's extremely important when you're trying to connect with people, because as the old saying goes, you can't love others if you don't love yourself. So I am very grateful to be coming up on my third year of my self-love journey, and I really can say I love myself. You know, I'm setting boundaries. I'm becoming more calmer in tough situations. I'm starting to not take things personal. And most importantly, I'm learning from my mistakes in the past. So I'm feeling really good about the new year, as long as I stay calm and balanced. And I wish all the love and protection for you all as well. We are coming up on the last 30 seconds of the season finale of Late with Nate. And I just want to say thank you all for being a part of season one. Stay tuned for season two. I love you guys. I love you guys so fucking much. peace, love, light. Good night.